Here in California, we have news of breakthroughs on another awful skin condition, this one caused by poison ivy. One scientist has developed a spray that can reveal the presence of the oily residue in poison ivy. For people who are highly allergic, the spray would let them know when they are exposed, so they could take aggressive steps to wash the oily residue away. NPR's Joe Palca was itching to do this story.
I wanted to do this story because I am one of those highly allergic people.
Me too. This is how I got started on all this.
Rebecca Braslow is an organic chemist at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Braslow has had that horribly itchy poison ivy rash more times than she'd care to remember. She knows how to avoid the plant herself, but she can still get the rash. How?
My husband's a geologist. He tromps around in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
And her husband is one of those lucky people who isn't allergic to the oily compound on poison ivy leaves.
When we first got together, he wasn't very careful about it, and so he would get it on his arm, and he wouldn't even know it.
And then he'd put his arm around his wife, and the oil on his skin would rub off on her, and she'd wind up breaking out in a rash. Her husband tried to be more careful, but Braslow got to thinking, hey, I'm a chemist.
There's got to be some way to deal with this. And I just had this eureka moment because I thought about it for a couple of years.
The eureka moment involved a class of chemicals known as nitroxides. Braslow studies nitroxides, and she developed a nitroxide-based solution that would only react with the oil in poison ivy. Then she added a fluorescent dye that switched on when the reaction occurred, and bingo, she had a poison ivy detection system. She describes her work in the Journal of Organic Chemistry. Braslow says it will take a lot of safety testing before she'd be confident enough to use her spray on someone's skin.
Right now we're talking about maybe spraying it on your hiking boots or your firefighting equipment or your backpacking equipment or your chainsaw or inert objects where we wouldn't have to worry about applications onto human skin. Ultimately, I would love to be able to spray it on my arm or my husband or my dog and find out where this stuff is.
Okay, so her spray tells you you've got the oil on your hiking boots. But then what do you do?
Technew.
Technew is a water-free cleanser. Mark Christensen is a chemist at Oregon State University who works with Technew's manufacturer, Tech Laboratories of Albany, Oregon. I asked Christensen why Technew was so good at removing poison ivy oil from someone's skin. And he said it was because it contains a benzene ring which has orthohydroxyls.
And then paired to that, off of that benzene ring, is a long alkyl unsaturated chain, 15 to 18 carbons.
A little more technical than I was expecting. But the idea seems to be the chemicals in Technew can mix with poison ivy oil so you can wash them off your skin. There are other products if you can't find Technew. Braslow says the hand cleaner called Goop that auto mechanics use seems to work, as do some dishwashing liquids. Or you can just say no. Stay indoors and keep away from any spouse, friend, or pet who likes to walk in the woods. Now, there's one other interesting thing I learned while working on this story. Turns out there's a tree in Asia that produces great quantities of the poison ivy oil, and artists treasure it. Why? Because the oil makes an outstanding lacquer. Antoine Wilmering is an expert in Irushi lacquerware, as it's known, at the Getty Foundation in Los Angeles. He says you apply multiple layers of the lacquer with a brush, cure and polish each layer,
and then you get these really beautiful shining surfaces.
The good news is the curing process not only hardens the lacquer, it also causes it to undergo chemical changes so it no longer makes you itch. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.